Last month, I devoted the Organ First radio programme to the commencement of the United Kingdom organ festival scene. And this month will feature some more organists who became firm festival favourites. The 80s saw the Pontins Holiday Group wanting to take the festival scene a stage further, and so they asked organist Trevor Daniels to form a group of people to take over the larger festivals, which were now becoming an annual event at their prestigious location at Middleton Towers in Morecambe, or Morecambe as Mike Hall christened it. Trevor, together with myself, then formed the original Association of Organ Enthusiasts, the AOE, which I'm happy to say is still running to this day, albeit in a much smaller context, run by George, Diane and David Ingley, who had been a huge part of the pioneering organ scene almost from day one. Now, when I closed the programme last month, I made a huge omission in not naming Howard Beaumont as one of the organists who took part in the famous 50th Hammond Golden Jubilee Anniversary Show on Thursday evening, September the 27th, 1984. How I could have forgotten to include him, I'll never know, because I was the compere for that night. Anyway, to make amends, here's Howard to open this month's edition with the sound of an organ which was very much a product of the 80s. The Wurlitzer with an Orbit synthesizer. Star Wars and the Vidor Toccata, always one of Howard Beaumont's show-stopping finales. Now, one of the aims of the AOE was to offer opportunities to up-and-coming organists, and one of the first to arrive on the scene was Andy Smith, born and bred in Yorkshire, and with a piano and organ background that found him at the time of being the demonstration artist for the Lewisham Organ Centre, who were also distributors of the Technics SKG7, on which model we now hear Esso Besso, a track from his 1984 cassette titled All By Myself. Esso Besso, played by Andy Smith, who sadly is no longer part of the electronic organ scene. The formation of the AOE gave us the opportunity to invite some very big names to come and play at Morecambe. Last month I featured Spanish organist Antonia Maria Mayolis, but in 1984 we managed to secure a visit by the famous German organist Franz Lambert. Mamma Mia and Ciao Ciao Bambino, played there by Franz Lambert from his LP Let's Have a Party. Still very much part of the electronic organ scene is the one English organist who will be forever associated with the Yamaha range of instruments, Glyn Maddon. This track features two delightful compositions, namely Our Day Will Come and Two Sleepy People. Our Day Will Come and Two Sleepy People, played by Glyn Maddon. There were many things that one could always associate organist John Walker with, and most certainly was his creation of his very own signature sound. His formative playing days saw him being with the musical firm of Chapels in Milton Keynes, and then he later managed the Northampton Organ Centre, and that in turn found him playing at the famous Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round attraction on the outskirts of the town. Well, let's relive that distinctive John Walker sound with this recording of Summer Song. John Walker playing one of his own compositions, Summer Song, and how nice to hear that distinctive sound once again. The 1986 festival saw one of the many appearances of the colourful figure of Tim Flint. His appearances always generated a lot of interest because, if nothing else, he could guarantee an often outlandish stage costume which at times would not have been out of place if worn by Liberace. That said, he was a larger-than-life fun character, and this is one of the tracks from his LPs of that era. Portrait of a Flirt. Thank you. Flint with Portrait of a Flirt. Now, one of the nicest people I got to know was Lee Perry, who did go on to make the organ music scene very much her own and to this day runs a very successful music business in the Birmingham area and continues to teach and promote the organ and keyboard scene. She did make a few cassettes, and this is the title track from one of them, appropriately called Lady in Red. Lady in Red, played by Lee Perry. Remaining with the young up-and-coming organists of that era, one could never forget the special talents of John Beasley from Merseyside. He made a number of very exciting cassettes and CDs, and I still see him as an occasional performer in the present organ festival scene. He was a superb player who could always be relied upon to come up with something very special. Back then, it was a theme tune for the 1992 Olympic Games in Barcelona. Here it is, his own composition which he penned, called Olympic Flame. Olympic Flame, played by the talented John Beasley. The AOE festivals always tried to present diverse forms of the organ scene, and what follows now are three artists who were very much at home on the theatre organ scene, and as such, brought a whole new concert sound. One of the biggest of the trio was the appearance of Trevor Bolshaw in 1987, with the huge Wyvern touring organ. How many of you remember this one-of-a-kind electronic theatre organ sound? Thank you. There goes that song again, played by Trevor Bolshaw at the Wyvern Touring Organ. Well, later that same week saw the appearance of Bolton's own happy wanderer, Ronald Curtis, and although he performed on Hammond, if I recall, I thought it would be nice if we heard him on a con organ that once formed part of his unique Paramount organ studio at Darcy Lever on the outskirts of Bolton. This is Ron with the title track from one of his many recordings. It's called Yes, I Remember It Well. Yes, I Remember It Well, played by Ron Curtis. Another famous theatre organist, and like both Trevor Bolshaw and Ron Curtis, equally at home on electronics, was a fellow BBC organ programme broadcaster, Eric Lord, from BBC Radio Blackburn. Eric made no bones about the fact that he loved the style perfected by the famous American theatre organist, Jesse Crawford, and as ever, it was a delight to listen to this very expressive style of playing, this time at the Rogers Trio Organ. Thank you. Eric Lord and Nancy with a Laughing Face. Well, certainly back then there was no shortage of young up-and-coming organists, and one who's gone on to make it his career is David Ingley, who, together with his parents, took over the running of the original AOE and to this day continues to carry the name forward with festivals, albeit on a smaller and more family-orientated atmosphere. David made his first stage spot in the 1987 festival. Here he is with Rouge et Noir. David Ingley and Rouge et Noir, or Red and Black if you prefer. The year previous saw the appearance of Gene Martin. Yes, the very same Gene Martin, who made such an impression on Britain's Got Talent, proving to anti-organ music mogul Simon Cowell that there is and was a place for electronic organs. Back in the festival days, Gene was playing a Yamaha FX20, and from one of the very early cassettes of that era, this is I Just Called to Say I Love You. Thank you. Jean Martin and I Just Called to Say I Love You. Well, the newcomers kept on coming, and one was the cheeky pint-sized Andrew Siditis from Scotland. He was somewhat fearless when working an audience and had everyone in stitches with his patter between numbers such as this, How High the Moon. Big sound from the pint-sized Andrew Siditis and How High the Moon. Now, although he never played at any Pontins AOE festivals, the legendary Klaus Wunderlich did make a couple or so appearances in the UK festival organ scene, but vowed never to do so ever again, for reasons known only to a few people. However, as it was this month in 1997 when he sadly passed away, I'm going to include this tune that has had more worldwide downloads than any of his extensive repertoire. And that, of course, is Tico Tico. ¶¶ the legendary Klaus Wunderlich and his new pop organ sound version of Tico Tico. But, as they say in the best of circles, it's not over until the fat lady sings. And so, I'll be bringing you the final selection of stars of the Pontins and AOE Organ Festival scene in next month's edition of Organ First Radio. So, if you still haven't heard your favourite artist, tune in next month because he or she may well be included. Until then, from yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.